1. Begin transmission.
This is Tobe. You're listening to Anon Radio, and normally at this time we would have a daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee, but if you're hearing this message, and you are, that means that it's either a bank holiday in Aruba, the Cayman Islands, or Cyprus, or it might be a weekend, or the revolution has started but has not yet been televised. As such, today we're just gonna listen to some music while I do all the wacky stuff that I need to do. So let's start it off with this cool tune.
And inside you have something very beautiful, very sweet, white, very clean. I think it's the most clean thing that you can ever imagine.
Tonight I'm gonna sing and dance, be wild, be free, and light the candle for the goddess of the sea. Batucada is on, Batucada, come on, watch the dance and the dawn, fall in the sea, Batucada, Batucada, lai, lai, do, da, Batucada, Batucada, lai, lai, do, da, a Batucada vem surgindo, vem com vento, ficou, a Batucada vem surgindo, vem com vento, ficou.
Thank you. Мороженое футбольное 2Б.
Here's your ham, boys. Yes!
So, you like it?
I don't just like it, I love it. I love ham so much that from this day forward, I'm going to dedicate my life to the enjoyment of ham.
You gonna give me the brutes? Okay.
Residents of London are reminded that there are other places in Britain outside your stinking shithole of a city, and that if you remove your heads from your arses for just a couple of minutes, you may realise that the M25 is not the edge of the earth.
Joink!
Terry and Cahill, less defending, more flinching. I take no pleasure in this.
The accelerated aging of John Terry examples for Courtois would have saved that.
Do you know how to make tea? You don't? Why not? Didn't they teach you how to make it in kiddie school? No, they didn't. You should get a refund. Do you think kiddie school ripped you off because they didn't teach you how to make tea? I will now play a short improvisational selection on the stylophone. And there you have it. Virtuosity at its finest. My name is Tobe. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. Where is my cat? Where is Pippa right now? Pippa is sleeping on my laundry. Of course, whenever I take clean laundry out of the dryer, the cat notices this right away because she can hear the dryer door open. It goes ka-dum. And as soon as she hears that sound, she knows there's going to be some nice, clean, and warm things to sleep on. And that's why there's cat hair all over my clothes. Today is the first Saturday of 2016, and I'm doing my normal Saturday routine. I'm sort of halfway doing a radio show, and I'm halfway watching English Premier League soccer on TV. If you want to watch English Premier League with me and you're in America, check your NBC Sports Network stations at this time. I just want to remind everyone that if you haven't heard already, I'm going to be playing Bitch Radio in a few minutes, so stay tuned for that. You will laugh. It is funny. You know, it occurs to me, I'm getting kind of hungry right now. Maybe I should just phone some food in. Or maybe I should just drink some more tea. Where did I put my tea? Oh, here it is. Oh, yummy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I like to drink tea very much. Oh. Also, I just remembered something. Duh. Hello. Today is Saturday, and therefore, tonight on TCM Underground, there will be some great classic underground movie. I haven't checked the listings yet, so I don't know what that might be. So if you care, check online or check your TV or do whatever it is you need to do. I can't give you all the information. You might have to be responsible for some of it yourself. I am, however, completely and entirely responsible for the content of this radio show, as weird and crazy as it may be. So, let's get back to the weirdness, and why don't you listen to some of this?
What are you doing from the left, dear? One serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
My mistake, ma'am.
Well, I should say it is Calpurnia. Mother, your maid is... Oh, hello.
Evening. Sorry to disturb your,
elegant dinner party for the most elegant people in all of New York.
Uh-huh.
A ham toast. To ham!
Yeah! 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 Oh!
Bitch Radio.
You're listening to Bitch Radio, a nonprofit feminist media.
This woman wants
dick.
Cheney.
Bitch Radio.
This woman wants
dick.
Cheney.
A nonprofit feminist media.
I'm sorry, I can't. I'm sorry you don't understand, but
dick.
Cheney.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
Dick.
Cheney. I despise
dick.
Cheney.
It's a strange thing.
I despise
Dick
Cheney.
But I like the way that you appropriate so many of these different things.
Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Cheney. And I'm not talking about the former vice president. What a dick. But most Americans say Cheney. Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Cheney. How do you say the former vice president's name?
How do I say it?
Yeah, just say the vice president's full name. And I'm not talking about the former vice president. But most Americans say Cheney.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Cheney. How do you say the former vice president's name?
How do I say it?
Yeah, just say the vice president's full name. That could kill you. Here it is.
Okay.
Here it is, okay? All right. In Wyoming, some of the Cheney family pronounces the name... Ah, look at that! But most Americans say Peglottenschlager. There's really no debate. There's only one way to pronounce it. Peglottenschlager. Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Peglottenschlager. In Wyoming, some of the Cheney family pronounces the name... Ah, look at that! Yeah, it's kind of a gay wad name. But most Americans say Peglottenschlager.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
Kind of a grumpy guy. I want order. I'm going to just go see how the vice president was sworn in. And I'm not talking about the former vice president. What a dick. Kind of a grumpy guy. But most Americans say Peglottenschlager. I'm going to just go see how the vice president was sworn in. Cheney pronounced his name. Ah, look at that! What a dick. Cheney pronounced his name. Ah, look at that! Yeah, it's kind of a gay wad name. There's really no debate. There's only one way to pronounce it. Ah, look at that! Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it, what a dick. In Wyoming, some of the Cheney family pronounces the name Peglottenschlager. But most Americans say, what a dick. Question is, how do you hit a Cheney? Cheney darts out in front of your car. Do you swerve to avoid it, or do you drive through it? The former vice president. How do you hit a Cheney?
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
The former vice president darts out in front of your car. Do you swerve to avoid it, or do you drive through it? So how to hit Cheney? I'm looking for people that have hit Cheney. I'm looking for advice here. The former vice president darts out in front of your car. Do you swerve to avoid it, or do you drive through it? I'm looking for people that have hit Cheney. I have hit Cheney. Killed it right in front of its mother. I killed that little Cheney with my old Suburban. Took it right out. Didn't even damage a vehicle. I have hit Cheney.
What a dick.
So how to hit Cheney? I'm looking for people that have hit Cheney. Question is, how do you hit a Cheney? The former vice president darts out in front of your car. Slamming on the brakes is an option. If you haven't got somebody coming up behind you. Driving through it is an option, but you know, that could kill you.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
Okay. So, the former vice president darts out in front of your car. Slamming on the brakes is an option.
You have so little time to make that decision. It seems like it would be simple,
right? And swerving, if you lose control of the car, could kill you. That could kill you. What's someone to do? Okay. So, the former vice president darts out in front of your car.
You have so little time slamming on the brakes is an option, right? It seems like it would be very simple, be a very simple decision to make, but it isn't.
Cheney, kind of a grumpy guy.
What a dick.
Cheney. Yeah, it's kind of a gay wad name.
It's like, you are the biggest conceited dick in the world.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
It seems like it would be very simple, be a very simple decision to make.
The former vice president
darts out in front of your car. Do you swerve to avoid it, or do you drive through it? Driving through it is an option, but you know, you have so little time to make that decision. It seems like it would be simple. Drive through it.
The former vice president
darts out in front of your car. Drive through it. I'm looking for people that have hit
Cheney in Wyoming.
I have hit Cheney with my old Suburban. Killed it right in front of its mother. Didn't even damage a vehicle.
So how to hit Cheney?
There's really no debate. Drive through it.
The former vice president
darts out in front of your car.
In Wyoming.
There's really no debate. Drive through it. Right? It'd be a very simple decision to make.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
If you're a bitch and you'd like to be my bitch, contact me, Sherston at
P.O. Box 1, Belfast, New York, 14711.
And tell me who you are and if you have access or experience with Bitch Radio. Listen to more Bitch Radio. Thanks again for listening.
Bitch Radio. 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 Bitch Radio.
Oh, let me get, that's probably another request. Yellow. Yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah. You want to hear some reverb? I got somebody on the line who wants to hear some reverb. So, ooh, we're going to listen to some reverb. Isn't that awesome? Yeah, what? Yeah. Oh, okay. No reverb? Okay, fine. Yeah, I can bring that music bed back. Sure. How's this? You got it. See you later. All right. Got the reverb off and we got the music back. Everybody's happy. Well, I remembered to go to the drugstore today. I had to go to get some of my enzyme pills, and while I was there, I saw some other enzyme pills of some other stuff, and protease 1, 2, 3, and 4, and this, that, and the other thing, and the other, blah, blah, blah. So I thought, huh, perhaps I shall try these as well. We'll see what happens. While I was at the drugstore, I also found some cheap USB, some USB jump drives. They were $5 for 16 gig. I realize that's not that great of a deal, but I do need these, and I really, really like this particular brand. I don't even know what brand they are, but they're just these flat metal sticks, and they're awesome, and I just think they're just... Oh, they're so 21st century, and they're awesome, and they got this little plastic thing on the end that glows orange when you're using it, of course, and it's got a hole in it so you can thread it through a chain, a keychain, or whatever. So I've got this bead chain that's got all these jump drives on it, which are all, you know, software agents and computers and virtual machines and all kinds of weird crap, you know the stuff I carry around with me, or perhaps you don't. However, this is not the What's in Tobe's Pockets Today show. This is some other kind of show that you're listening to on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I am the president and the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. This is our daily meeting, and we are discussing our dubious goals today. One dubious goal that I have for tomorrow is to find some mushrooms, because it's been raining, and not super heavy, but enough, and it's been cool enough recently that it should be within some good mushroom growing ranges, and the water level will get good, and moisture, and happy, happy mushroom time! Yay, yay! I can't wait to go out and see what's a-poppin', because it's not supposed to be very hot tomorrow. It'll be humid, but as long as it's 70 degrees or less, I should be okay for a while. And while I'm out there I'll look for some motts. Because now that summer is pretty much over and things have stopped growing, and you can see through the underbrush, and so motts are easier to spot these days. I saw one today while I was driving to the drugstore. He was in a little field, and on the way back from the drugstore, I drove by there to see if he was still there, and I couldn't spot him, and I couldn't get out of the car because it was starting to get hot, and I already had to go to some other places to begin with. Where else did I go? I had to go to somewhere. Oh, I went to the bank. That was fun for, you know, the whole minute that that took. And then I went to a store, and I went to somewhere else, and then I think I went to a place. Now, I remember. I went over to my parents' house to give my dad a magnetic parts dish. It's a, you've probably seen them, they're, it's a metal dish for putting parts in, and it's got a big magnet on the base to keep all the parts in the bowl, presuming that they contain some amount of iron. And my dad likes to mess around with garden railways and model railroading stuff, and so he's always taking apart engines and stuff like that. And so a good way to not lose those parts is to put them in a big magnetic dish. So big magnetic dish it is. I have one too. And I thought, oh, this will be really handy for something. And I thought, oh, I know. When I'm soldering and building electronics projects and stuff, I can just throw all the parts in there, and then that'll somehow make it easier for me, and I won't spill things, and parts won't end up on the floor, and all this other weird stuff. And that seemed like a real great plan until the one time I actually tried it, and all I managed to do was, like, magnetize the legs of capacitors and resistors and LEDs, and that's not necessarily bad until you're trying to do some free-form soldering, and the component, like the resistor or the capacitor, wants to stick magnetically to your soldering iron instead of letting go and being soldered to some other component. Ooh. It was driving me nuts, and it took me, you know, 3 hours to do an 18-minute soldering job. Yeah, so I put that little magnetic dish aside, and I had another one. Of course, I didn't buy these. I got these with coupons. Free coupons for free magnetic dishes that seem like a good idea but really aren't, from Harbor Freight. And actually, of course, they weren't totally free. I did have to buy that 29-cent knife, which actually cost 32 cents with sales tax. And so they were 32-cent magnetic dishes. You might wonder, how many of those knives do you have? I don't know. I've got this big thing full of them, at least 50. And those aren't the only things I've ever purchased. I've also bought a lot of pipe thread tape, because those are only 49 cents. And for a while there, oh, and when those fake-ass spring clips that look like carabiners are on sale for like 69 cents, then I'll grab some of those. So I've got a whole load of those that aren't even good for anything. I don't know why I got them. I don't know, maybe I figured I'd tie somebody up with them. I don't know. And then there was also some wire brushes. There's some 49 cent wire brushes, and I use a lot of wire brushes for weird stuff, mostly for imparting texture on softer things like foam, clay, other modeling compounds, things like that. So I would go through a lot of wire brushes because I like to tear up the brush so I can get different effects when I'm creating texture on things that require texture. Wire brushes are fun. You can use them to clean files if you like to file things. Sometimes a file needs to be cleaned, so you just get a wire brush, wisha, 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 and your file is like brand new and ready to go again. Remember that. So always have wire brushes handy. Wire brushes are super handy for getting corrosion off battery terminals, either in your car or any electronic device in which you stupidly left some batteries, like I did in one of my cordless screwdrivers, but it was a real junky one, and I'm not depressed about it, because now I can take the screwdriver apart and use that sweet-ass gear motor for a robot. I'm pretty excited about that already. I left something. What did I mess up? Oh, and one of my clocks. I have one of those talking Japanese alarm clocks. It's in the form of Smedley from wacky races. And, you know, when the alarm goes off, he says, Shikandayo. You know, it's time to get up. But he does it in that funny Smedley voice, and then the bomb in his hand goes off. It doesn't make any sense, but I like it. But I was wondering, hey, why doesn't this work anymore? I thought, uh-oh, did I leave batteries in here? Yes, I did. I opened up the battery compartment, and there's all that lovely turquoise goop on the terminal. So I got out the wire brush, scrape, 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 scrape. Then I took a Dremel to it with a little wire brush attachment to it. And good as new. Back to working, back to talking. Why didn't I bring it down here? I don't know. Why don't we do that? Hold on a second, I'll go grab it. Isn't that awesome? You too can have one of these. If you... Well, you can probably find them online. These are all the rage in some places. My cousin, she really likes these. She collects a whole bunch of them. And one Christmas some years ago, she gave me this guy. And he just cracks me up. Let's listen to him one more time. That's the bomb ticking. And remember, this is Smedley from Wacky Races, the dog, and he's carrying a round black anarchist's bomb. And there's a little LED on the fuse, and so when the bomb is ticking, why a round anarchist bomb ticks, I don't understand, but, you know, whatever. It's a clock. It's an alarm clock, so I guess they're trying to tie it in one more time. Isn't that just the greatest thing ever? I probably should get some more of these. I don't know what I would want, though. I'm not a big Wacky Races fan, and I'm not a big clock fan. But I do like things that talk and make noise. Gigandoyo. And things that say gigandayo. Also, I have no uses for alarm clocks. I just sleep whenever I want for as long as ever I want. And even if I did have to wake up, I don't think I'd want to wake up to that. That could get annoying. Oh, life is just a hoot and a holler, isn't it? I sure find it that way. I try to relax. And I try to keep it relaxed. In fact, I think I'm going to relax some more, because as I look at the clock, I notice that I'm running out of time, so I think I'm going to have to call this meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee to a close. My name is Tobe. You are listening to Anon Radio. Remember, watch the Rugby World Cup, root for the All Blacks, and stay tuned for the Barnacle Show. It's always good. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
You're a baby.
The time is now.